Anger is growing in Pakistan and beyond over the murder of a young pregnant woman who was beaten to death in a busy city center. Pakistan's prime minister has launched an investigation into why nearby police did nothing to stop it. As NPR's Philip Reeves reports, some in Pakistan call the woman's murder and others like it honor killings, but those words are far from reality.
Muhammad Iqbal is mourning his wife. He sits, legs crossed, beside her grave, reciting the Quran. His shirt is spattered with blood. That's her blood, he says. It spilt on him as he was carrying her body away after she'd been beaten to death by her own family. Her name was Farzana Parveen. She was 25 and 3 months pregnant. Iqbal watched his wife die.
I tried my best, I tried hard to save her and to intervene, but they pushed us aside and then they killed her.
Farzana's grave lies among some trees near her home, deep in the countryside. Camels saunter along the lanes. Houses are made of mud. This place is a world away from the scene of Farzana's murder. She died early Tuesday in the middle of the city of Lahore. Farzana and Iqbal were going to the nearby High Court. They wanted a legal ruling showing they had married of their free will. Farzana's father was accusing the 45-year-old Iqbal of abducting her. Iqbal says a gang from her family, including her father, brothers and one woman, suddenly attacked. One of them shot Farzana in the foot. Then they beat her to death with bricks and indulged in some ritual humiliation.
They pelted her with shoes. I saw it with my own eyes. She was beautiful. It is a beautiful face, and they were pelting it with shoes, and some of them also danced.
No one came to Farzana's aid.
There were many policemen deployed there. We kept on shouting, we kept on asking for help. They did not listen to us.
Farzana's father says her death is an honor killing. These are very common in Pakistan. A daughter who, say, marries against the family's wishes or violates its strict sexual codes is seen as dishonouring her own and is killed by them. Pakistan's Human Rights Commission recorded 869 honour killings last year, though the real number is probably much higher. Most of these murders attract scant attention. There's an outcry over Farzana's death because it happened here, in Lahore, on a crowded street in Pakistan's second largest city. Shazia Shaheen is a human rights activist in Lahore. She says honour killings are the result of a certain mindset.
This is a non-patriarchal society which has entrenched patriarchal norms in it. And this is all about the patriarchal mindset. You know, people think that women are their commodity. They can do whatever they want to do with the women.
Farzana Parveen certainly knew what it was to be treated as a commodity. Her husband, Iqbal, says he paid $800 for her hand in marriage. The trouble began afterwards when her family decided they wanted more.
It's not the matter of honor. She was killed for money. If I had paid 100,000 rupees to them, they would not have killed her. They killed her because I could not pay.
There's something else you need to know about Iqbal. Today, as an international outcry over Farzana's death gathered momentum, he suddenly dropped a bombshell. He admitted murdering his first wife because he wanted to marry Farzana. The circumstances are murky. A family member says Iqbal did jail time but got out after paying compensation. You see, in his world, money counts more than the lives of mothers and daughters. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Lahore.